Do you like to read books? Scary books? Historical books? Personal novels? Then the Everything Books podcast is for you. Every month, wherever you get your podcasts. You are now listening to Everything Books.
A story of transformation from adversity to triumph. The unfiltered world of resilience and grit. Ever wonder what it means to truly push beyond your limits? Get ready to challenge your mindset and discuss how to turn pain to power as we explore Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins.
Hey guys, welcome to the first episode of our brand new podcast, Everything Books. My name is Andrew.
And my name is Wilson. Today we will be discussing Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Just like you said, this is our first podcast. And yeah, I'm really excited to start this thing. And we will be reviewing books every single month that you guys choose for us to review. And we'll discuss about it, what we liked, what we disliked, some things in the book, the themes, whatever. We'll talk about all of it. And yeah, we hope you enjoy this podcast. So going straight into the podcast, before we actually look inside the book, I just want to talk about the cover. What do you think about the cover of this book?
So the cover of this book, it looks really nice, has a really clean and simple design to it. I think this is like a big reason of why it attracts a lot of readers, because you can tell someone put a lot of hard work into that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. In the back, you can see David Goggins. He's wearing this black tank top, and he has this, you know, unmotivated frown on his face. He's fat. He's not at a place where he wants to be. But in front of him, it shows David Goggins. He looks a lot better. He looks a lot thinner. He has this Navy SEAL costume on. And I just want to talk about like the aura that comes off of this picture. I think it's just so cool. And it just shows the transformation that he had. It's such a big difference. Like, you can't really even recognize these two people. And next to this picture, it says, "Master your mind and defy the odds." And I think it relates to this picture, as that's how he transformed himself. He mastered his mind and defied the odds. And then he became this person that's unrecognizable from the person that he was. Okay, so now going to the actual content of this book. You Can't Hurt Me chronicles David Goggins' extraordinary life journey from a troubled childhood marked by abuse and poverty to becoming a U.S. Navy SEAL and a renowned endurance athlete. This book delves into his struggles with self-doubt, weight issues, and a challenging upbringing. It illustrates how he overcame these obstacles through sheer determination and a relentless work ethic. Goggins emphasizes the power of the mind and the importance of pushing past one's limits. He shares practical lessons alongside his personal stories, and this book overall serves as a powerful testament to human potential and resilience.
Okay, so going straight into the book, let's talk about some major themes. So there's some obvious themes in here, like transforming yourself and hard work and dedication. So a theme I wanted to dive deeper into in this book is the power of the mind. So the power of the mind is basically like you can do anything by hardening your mind and your mental capabilities. So David Goggins shows his theme by how he doesn't come from much, right? He doesn't have anything except his mind, which he's able to strengthen and then use to become who he is today.
Yeah, I agree on that. I think this book definitely does a good job of exploring the idea that mental barriers often limits one's potentials. And I think he really emphasizes how the mind can be like your greatest weapon in achieving greatness. And I also wanted to talk about the theme of accountability and self-discipline, which kind of ties in with the power of the mind. So Goggins, he stresses the idea of having, you know, responsibilities and the need for discipline in achieving goals. Just like I said on the cover, the picture where he was in a blank tank top and unmotivated and fat, he was not disciplined as well. He did not have responsibilities. If he actually wanted to lose weight, and he's like, "All right, tomorrow I'm gonna go to the gym at 5 a.m. And he wakes up at 5 a.m. and he's tired and he doesn't want to go, so he just doesn't go. But the other figure on the cover page, where it's David Goggins in a Marine suit and 100 pounds lighter, he would not do that. He has responsibilities and he has discipline. And if he wakes up at 5 a.m., and even if his leg is broken, and even if it's pouring snow outside, he will still go because he has that self-discipline and he has that accountability for himself. And I think that's so important in life, that you need to take responsibilities for yourself and you need to hold yourself accountable for your goals, or else you're never going to achieve them.
Yeah, so I like how you said, like, this theme of accountability kind of helps you develop your goals and actually achieve them. So something that kind of relates to this is the theme of developing through hardships. So the theme of developing through hardships, right? So basically, David Goggins, he explains how you can't develop without first feeling some pain, and you can't develop if you just stay in your comfort zone all the time. So I really like this theme because like most people don't want to feel pain and like they want to stay comfortable. But David Goggins actually associates pain with growth, which is why he's able to like chase it and strive to feel more pain so he can grow even more.
Yeah, I think that is the main reason actually why David is so successful. It's because he actually likes pain and he wants pain. Most people, they want to achieve something great without pain. They want to avoid it, you know, at all costs. But David, he doesn't want to do that. He chases pain. And that's why he's so successful, because he wants pain, which just makes him grow that much more. In the society today, I think this book exposes people that, you know, expect a lot of growth, but doesn't want to get uncomfortable and wants to stay in their little bubble of comfort zone. And I think David just illustrates the reality that you can't achieve anything without having to get uncomfortable and having to put yourself in pain.
So one last theme I wanted to talk about was the theme of beating the odds. So basically in the book, David Goggins in high school, basically no one thought he would amount to anything, right? No one thought he would become who he is today. But then that fueled his motivation, and that's like part of why he is who he is today.
Yeah, I agree on that. And I think it just goes to show that no matter where you came from, no matter who you are, you can achieve anything you want. And I just love that, because kids around the world could be reading this and they could be rich, they could be poor, they could be short, they could be tall, they could be skinny, and they might think that they can't achieve something because that something is limiting them. But I think this book illustrates that even if everything is stacked against you, like David Goggins, you know, he came from nothing, but he still became this great figure. And it just reinforces the idea that no matter where you came from, no matter who you are, you can achieve your dreams.
So one more thing I wanted to say about this theme. So you know how most people, if they have struggles in life or hardships, they'll use it as an excuse to why they're not great or why they can't achieve their goals. But David Goggins uses his bad start like to as motivation and to become better than everyone else.
Yeah, and I think that's why he's truly great, because that's just how different he is from everyone else. Instead of making an excuse about the odds that defies against him, he uses it as fuel. I think that's why David is so great. So switching topics, let's go into some reoccurring symbols and concepts in this book. So I want to talk about the concept of the cookie jar. What do you think about that?
All right. So if you guys don't know the concept of the cookie jar, basically David Goggins says you can store away past victories and then like relive them when you really need motivation and refuel the feelings you felt when you achieved that victory. And I really like this concept because it's really realistic. You know, you can actually apply this in your daily life really easily. So something else I liked about this concept is how it can really help you when you're down and unmotivated. Because a lot of people, they don't know how to gain motivation, you know. But if you've like got a lot of past victories and stuff, you can relive those moments and be motivated to achieve your new goals.
Yeah, so the cookie jar concept is basically the idea of just reliving past victories. And I honestly, I don't really agree with this concept. And I don't really like it because the idea of just reliving past victories, I don't think it's that realistic. You know, the feeling of when you actually accomplish something versus 3 months later, I think it's very different. And yeah, this concept, I can't really apply it to my own life, but I think other people can definitely use it to their advantage. Going off of the cookie jar concept, I wanted to talk about the 40% rule. So Goggins introduces the idea that when people think they reach their limit, they've only tapped into 40% of their potential. And it basically just serves as a motivational benchmark for those who like gives up easily. And for me, this concept, in contrast to the cookie jar concept, I actually really like this concept and I can apply it to my own life very easily. So whenever I think I'm like at 100% and I can't go on anymore, I just apply to this concept and I say I still have 60% more to go. But obviously, a limitation of this concept is that it's not 60%, maybe more like 30. But the idea is still there that even when you think you're at 100%, you're not at 100% and you can push past your limits. And I just love this concept because it pushes people and it pushes me to challenge myself and push past my limits and grow. I just really like this concept because it pushes me and everyone else that read this book and just reinforces the idea that you can push past your limits and you're stronger than you think.
Yeah, so just to explain like the metaphor David Goggins used to explain this concept, basically he compared a car governor to the limits on your mind, and he said you can take off the limits just like how you can take off the governor on a car and do better than you've ever done before. And I like how you said like it's easier for you to employ because it's more just something you do in the moment, you know, instead of like having to go back in your memory and relive the moment.
Yeah. And another concept I wanted to talk about is the concept of wasted potential. I think this is a very underrated concept in this book, and I don't think there's enough attention that to it than all the other themes. So throughout this book, David kind of gives us the idea that you don't want to have wasted potential and you want to max out your potential and be the best person that you can ever be. I think in high school, that's when David realized that he had potential to be someone much greater than he is. And that's why he joined the Marines and then transformed himself to be this motivational speaker, this endurance athlete. And I think he wants everyone else to realize that right now they are not at their best and they can be much greater than they are. A video of David Goggins that I saw is, so he was on this podcast with this other guy and then he asked, David, what's your biggest fear? And David Goggins said his biggest fear was that so one day he would die, and he works at this garbage company, he's 300 pounds, and then he goes face to face with God, right? And there's a board above God's head, and it said David Goggins, and under David Goggins, it said, you know, 180-pound, pull-up record holder, Navy SEAL, changing lives, motivational speaker, and then he thinks to himself, wait, that's not me. And then God says, that's who you were supposed to be, and that's who you could have been, but you didn't take advantage of that. And instead, you were the 300-pound garbage man who did nothing with his life. And that's his biggest fear. And he went on to say that his ultimate goal is he want God to write more things on the board. He want God to write things that he didn't know he done. He want to max out his potential and even go beyond that and do things that people never thought he could do and God never thought he could do. I just love this idea of becoming the best person that you can be and even beyond that.
Yeah, so about what you said about how this theme is like underrated, right? I think this might be because David Goggins never actually like really introduces this as a concept, but it's just like there throughout the book. And you know how you said that David Goggins realized he had a lot of potential in high school? I don't actually think he had a lot of potential or like any more potential than any normal high schooler would have, right? Because he didn't have a lot at that point. He was just a normal person.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. And I think that just goes to show that if David can become this person, then anyone else can. I think most people that's listening to this podcast and reading this book is in a much better situation than David is in. And if David can become this person, then we all can. So another concept that I want to revisit is the concept of pain as a teacher. I just want to talk about this concept again because it's such a big part of this book. So physical and emotional pain in this book are portrayed as essential elements for growth, and it highlights how discomfort can lead to self-discovery and resilience. So, you know, David Goggins, he obviously loves pain. In a video I saw, he was on a podcast, and this guy asked him, he was like, David, how do you do this every single morning? And then he said, yesterday, you know, I woke up, it's cold, it's snowing, my legs are sore, everything hurts. How do you do this? And David's like, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep saying, keep describing how painful it is and how uncomfortable it is, because he just loves that, you know. He loves the idea of being uncomfortable because it reflects growth and it means that he's getting better.
Yeah, and I think, like you said earlier, how David Goggins like chases pain is part of what makes him so great and what allows him to grow as a person so much more than everyone else does. And then another part of this concept that separates David Goggins more from other people is how other people aren't chasing pain and how they want to stay in their comfort zone, which stunts their growth and their development, and then makes David Goggins that much better than them, you know? Something that reflects this concept is a video I scrolled past. David Goggins is on his usual morning run when this guy drives past in his car, and he's asking David Goggins, why are you up so early? Why are you running? David Goggins is like, because you're not. And I think this really reflects the concept, because David Goggins is doing what no one else has the mind to do. And that's what makes him so much greater than everyone else's.
I think another reason why this book is so popular is it also introduces a lot of connections to real world issues and events. So one connection to the real world that I noticed is mental health awareness. So this book really contributes to discussions around mental health, and it emphasizes the importance of confronting and addressing psychological struggles. So David Goggins, he had, you know, there was parts in the book where he was not in the best place, and his mind was obviously struggling, and there were some parts where he was depressed, and that just reflects the idea of mental health struggles and how everyone can experience them. And when you experience them, you need to seek for help and deal with it as soon as possible.
So another real life connection is David's first responder training. This offers a really good insight into how hard they actually have to work just to get into their jobs. And this really makes me respect the first responders way more than I did before.
Yeah, I agree on that. So this book really shows how hard and grueling the military training is, especially Hell Week. I remember reading about Hell Week and almost got goosebumps on my arms because just how hard it was in the cold water at night and just carrying the logs. I think it really shows just how hard first responder training is and how hard these military works and how hard these military men work. And I agree, my respect for military men definitely goes up after this. And another connection to real world issue in this book is socioeconomic challenges. So Goggins' background reflects broader societal issues, which includes poverty and abuse, and it sheds light on how environment can impact a person's development. So Goggins' background, he's obviously had a really rough background, and he had, with his father, he had money, but he was abused and he was taken advantage of and he was beaten. And then after leaving his father, he did not have money and he was basically living in poverty. He had no money. He was bullied. He didn't have that much friends, and all that fueled his final development into this figure that has achieved success in so much ways. And it just shows the socioeconomic challenges that many people in this world also faces, but how you can also use that as fuel to become successful in life.
All right, so moving on to some supporting characters, let's talk about his mom and his dad. So talking about his mom and dad, I like how they like really contrast each other. But his mom is always protective and reliable, while his dad is mean and abusive and like takes everything he has, basically. But another way they're contrasted is actually because of how helpless his mom is, while his dad is basically the most powerful person in the family.
Yeah, I definitely agree on that. The contrast that his mother has with his father. And I actually want to talk about David Goggins himself. So David Goggins, he evolved from a child troublehood plagued by abuse and insecurity and to eventually a determined individual who embraces discipline and resilience. I think his journey showcases significant growth, and he confronts his past and challenges and societal expectations, and he pushes himself beyond physical and mental limits. And I think through the pain and adversity he experienced, he learns to harness his pain as motivation, which is what ultimately transforms himself to be this figure that achieves remarkable success.
Yeah, so part of what makes David Goggins' transformation so remarkable is not only how far he's come, but also what he started from. So like you said earlier, David Goggins' childhood obviously had a lot of abuse and bullying in his high school years, but he managed to overcome that in his later life and still develop into the figure he is today.
Some other characters that I want to talk about is the fellow SEALs and mentors that he had along the way. So the various military colleagues and mentors that appear throughout Goggins' journey, I think it really illustrates the idea of camaraderie and the importance of teamwork. They obviously challenge him a lot, and I think they really contribute to his growth and reinforces the themes of accountability and shared struggle. And I just love how he was able to meet so many great people through becoming a Marine and through all his Iron Man and races. And I think it just illustrates the idea that you can meet people along your journey that will affect you greatly and be great friends for a long time.
So another character that supports David's development is more early on in the story, Wilmoth Irving. So Wilmoth Irving, right, he met David's mom and they were dating, and he basically became David's second dad, and then he died, leaving them like even worse off than they were before.
Yeah, talking about Wilmoth Irving, I think this character is really underrated in analysis and analyzing this book. So Wilmoth Irving, I think the book just portrays him as the person who is really kind and a really positive person. But something that people don't realize is the way that he died. He got shot by basically gang members in his car, right? So why would he get shot if he was this all positive, all kind person? I think he obviously had something illegal, maybe something alongside the lines of illegal going on that he was involved with. And maybe something happened and these gang members were mad at him and then they shot him and they had guns. So it shows that he also has a negative side to him, and he has a dark side to him where he doesn't show David or his mother, and that he was actually not a all positive and all good person.
So based off what you said, there was actually a more positive side to him dying, because, well, if David Goggins' mom had actually married him, then their life probably would have ended up becoming kind of like how their life was before with Jonas Goggins.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And I think that actually just shows that it was actually a good thing that he died. Switching topics, let's go into the writing style and structure in this book. What do you think about the writing style?
So a really important part of this writing style is how it's first person, but also told in a more narrative type of writing. So this book, like unlike normal biographies, it's really more like David Goggins telling you his story himself instead of writing it in a more professional tone.
And the way David Goggins writes this book is actually really nice. It makes it really easy to read and very enjoyable because, well, it's pretty easy to listen to someone talk about themselves, you know? And honestly, what makes his style work so well is how remarkable David Goggins' life was. With someone whose life was just like boring and they just studied and succeeded regularly wouldn't be told as well in this tone.
Yeah, so I agree. The first person perspective, I think, it allows readers to intimately connect with David Goggins' thoughts, feelings, and experiences. This perspective, I think it creates a sense of immediacy and authenticity. And I think it almost makes his struggles and triumphs feel personal and relatable to us. And I also agree on how this makes this book a lot easier to read. I think I was able to get through 100 pages in like an hour and 30 minutes. And I really enjoyed that about this book, just how it didn't take a lot of effort into reading like some of the books that I'm reading right now. Like I would get through maybe 10 pages in 30 minutes, and that's a really big pain. So this book is obviously not that. Something else I wanted to talk about is the non-linear structure in this book. So this narrative is organized thematically rather than chronologically. He jumps between different phases of Goggins' life. This approach, I think, it keeps the reader engaged by weaving together various challenges and victories, and it highlights how each experience contributes to his overall development. I think it really eliminates any parts where it was boring, and it made this book full of action and full of just the best parts of his life. And I think that's why this book was so interesting and easy to read, because there was no parts where he was just not doing anything.
Yeah, so something else that made this book so exciting is how fast-paced it was. I like how it goes like straight from event to event with no downtime in between, like no chill time. But this honestly kind of represents David Goggins as a person, because he's a really actionable person, you know. You would never see him just chilling around, like scrolling his phone or anything. So this makes the book feel like really full of action and never boring at any parts, like you said. So another part of the structure I noticed was how there's like a challenge at the end of each chapter. So this challenge is David Goggins' kind of own way to help his readers out in case they don't know what to do. This part of the book makes it more like an instruction manual in case you actually don't know how to improve your life, and this can help you like reach your goals.
Yeah, so the chapter breakdown, I really like the chapter breakdown at the end of each chapter. It concludes with actionable takeaways or challenges for readers, and it reinforces the motivational aspect of this book. So as for someone who might not know what to do to improve themselves and become a better person, I think this gives them some good instructions on how to get started and to become the best person that they can be.
So something else about how this book is written, the imagery is actually really vivid and makes you feel like you're there yourself, which adds to the authenticity and like the writing style of this book overall. This vivid imagery makes David Goggins' hardships and struggles seem kind of personal to you, because it makes you seem like you're actually there in the scenes. And sometimes it's honestly too vivid because, and sometimes it's too vivid, but I think there's a reason behind this, was it makes you really understand what Dave Guns had to go through. So sometimes I honestly disliked it, because like in the scene where he's in his first 100-mile race, he describes how he's like puking and like peeing brown mucus and stuff. And that was honestly really disgusting to me.
Yeah, me as well. I did not like the imagery where he showed himself like peeing blood. I think there was one scene in one of his runs where he had blood streaming down his legs, and I just, the moment I read it, I felt sick, and then he was puking out blood, and then the scenes where his toenails are peeling off, just to imagine that, that's pretty disgusting. Honestly, wish that he just didn't include that in the book, but I definitely can see how some people would enjoy that imagery, as it shows just how hard he's working and how hard he's pushing himself. And for me, if my nails were peeling off, I would definitely stop running. But that just goes to show that I'm not at David Goggins' level.
So talking about some personal reactions in the book,
I personally liked most of this book because it's easy to read, like actionable, it's motivating, it's basically everything you would want from a good book. So something I disliked about this book was how repetitive it got sometimes, because some concepts have to be repeated over and over again so the readers really get it. But I think some people would find this really repetitive, like I did.
Yeah. So one thing I liked is the engaging storytelling. The nonlinear structure keeps the narrative dynamic and compelling, as I said, and it continually draws connections between its past and present, and it just keeps this book so actionable, and it just keeps this book so good to read. Like, I never get bored reading this book. But something I disliked is, one, the repetitive themes, like you said, but also just the intensity of the experience. The extreme nature of Goggins' experiences, I think it feels like daunting, and it kind of makes it hard to relate or apply to lessons every day. For some people, they might not relate to this, but for me, the intensity of some of the experiences are definitely too much for me, and I would have liked it better if they were like a step down from that.
Okay, so talking more about how it's way too intense, right? Some people might find this, instead of motivating, actually scaring them away from trying harder in their goals. So just to talk about another little thing I disliked about this book was how Cocky Goggins acted in some of the scenes. Like right in the start, where he walks into a conference full of professors discussing genetic limitations, and he just tells them all, like all of them who are smarter than him and more educated, that he doesn't believe they exist.
Yeah, that scene definitely reflects Goggins' cockiness, and as well as his immaturity, I think, because obviously genetic limitations, they do exist. People do have limitations. They can't just keep going on forever. But Goggins says, no, there's no limitation. People do not, it's not a real thing, but it is a real thing. And he can't argue with college professors about that. But I do think that there is a motivational side to that, kind of the side that, you know, he believes there's no limitations to people. I think that can serve as motivation, but it obviously isn't true, and I think it reflects the immaturity of David Goggins. Going into more things I disliked was how Goggins was abused by his father, and he was exposed to the idea of a bad father, to the idea of a bad father figure in his life. But instead of learning from his father and becoming a good father himself, he did not learn. I think he was married twice in the book, and his first marriage, I think he was a terrible husband. He was never there for his wife. He was always working out or doing something. He wasn't putting money on the table. His wife did not live a good life. And then when his child was born, he was not there for his child either. And I think a bit after his child was born, he actually divorced, and he did not put a lot of money on the table for them. He was not there for them. And I think if he had a bad father figure, and he experienced firsthand of how his mother was abused by his father and was not, and his father was not there for his mother, I think he would take that into note and then make sure to not make the same mistake as his father, because he knows the pain of not having a father figure. But he does not learn from that, and then he was not there for his wife or his child. And for his second wife, I think it was a big improvement, because it actually shows that his wife was there to support him sometimes in some of his races. But eventually it ended in a divorce as well, which is just disappointing to see that he was not a good husband or father figure.
Yeah, so I think this is really hypocritical of him, because really the only thing he learned from his father was to not abuse his wife and kids. So going to some key scenes in this book, let's talk about the scene where he first initiated the accountability mirror, like ritual, right?
So this thing I really liked, where he looked in the mirror and he was not happy with what he was seeing. You know, he saw this guy, he was unmotivated, he did not have any discipline, he was not happy with what he was seeing. So you know what he did? He started taking action, he started taking responsibility, and he shaved his head as a symbol for that. And that, I think, is the start of his transformation, where he transformed himself from someone who is not taking accountability and unmotivated to this character who is so well-disciplined. What do you think about this scene?
So this scene, honestly, was a really pivotal moment in his development. because it's really where he first gained motivation and said to himself, like, I'm not happy with this. I want to be better. And honestly, this was even more pivotal than another scene I wanted to talk about, Hell Week. So Hell Week showcases the grueling physical and mental challenges David Gunn had to go through during SEAL training. And this is a really pivotal moment because it was sort of where he develops through, like, develop physically and mentally.
Yeah, I think I agree on how this segment is a really pivotal moment in this book. And I think it's a really powerful illustration of the book's central themes of resilience and mental toughness. He went to Hell Week, I think, 3 times, which is just crazy because it's just such a hard thing to accomplish. And he did it 3 times. If that doesn't reflect resilience and mental toughness, I honestly don't know what does. The scenes during Hell Week is just crazy, and how tough all of these people that go through Hell Week are. And it just makes me have so much respect for these Navy SEALs. One last thing in this book I wanted to talk about is the emotional impact that it had on you as a reader. So for me, the emotional impact is inspiration and motivation. This book evokes a strong sense of motivation to push through personal obstacles. Goggins' relentless pursuit of, you know, self-improvement resonates, I think, deeply with everybody that reads this book, and it encourages everyone to confront their own limitations and become the best person that they can be, no matter where they came from, no matter if they were abused, no matter if they lived in poverty, they can succeed no matter what.
So the emotional impact this book had on me was the awakening of self-reflection in me. So basically, before this book, right, I didn't really look at myself. I didn't hold myself accountable for who I was. And this really made me think about if I was happy with who I was becoming in life. So this made me really, like, set goals for who I wanted to become in the future and think about, like, the hardships I would have to go through to become this person. And this really made me think about, like, who I am as a person.
Yeah, I definitely agree. For me, it made me think about the mental barrier that I have in myself. I'm obviously not close to David Goggins, and I have a lot of mental barriers, and it made me think of that and how I can destroy those mental barriers. Just like you said, it made me think about my personal goals as well as my fears. And it overall, just like you said, led to a much greater understanding of myself.
So at this point in the podcast, we're going to encourage you as listeners to share your thoughts on this book in our new post, and also suggest the next book we're going to review on social media.
Yeah. If you have any questions for us, make sure you contact us. And I want to know, what did you find most inspiring in Goggins' journey? How do you apply the cookie jar concept to your own life? And have you faced a situation where you pushed beyond your limits?
Okay, so just some final thoughts on this book. Overall, it was very engaging, and it really lived up to my expectations of a book written by David Goggins.
Me as well. Going to this book, I didn't expect it to be like this, where he's just basically talking to us, but I definitely love that part of this book, and this book is a must read if you haven't read it. 100% recommend, and yeah, this book was a really good read for our first podcast. In our next episode, we'll be diving into another book that you suggest for us, or we will be picking ourselves. And we encourage you to leave some reviews, leave some comments, tell us about how you thought about this book, what we should review for the next book.
Okay, thank you for listening. And this is us signing out. I'm Andrew.
And my name is Wilson. And this is Everything Books. See you guys next time.